Hey everyone, and welcome to the New Visionary Podcast, a podcast for artists who are ready to reach greater heights in their art careers. I'm your host, Victoria J. Fry, founder of Visionary Art Collective and New Visionary Magazine. Join me for inspiring conversations with some of the most inspirational visionaries in today's art world, including artists, curators, educators, and creative entrepreneurs. This podcast is sponsored by New Visionary Magazine, our New York City-based contemporary art publication. Head over to visionaryartcollective.com/magazine for more info, and be sure to join our mailing list while you're there. And remember, we have opportunities for you to get featured, so follow us on Instagram at Visionary Art Collective and New Visionary Mag. Let's jump in. Hey, gorgeous, and welcome back to the podcast. Today, I am diving into a topic that has come up again and again in my conversations with artists, and it's also something that has completely transformed my own life, and I am truly not exaggerating when I say that. So today, we're talking about the importance of investing in yourself as an artist. And when I say investing, I'm not just talking about money. I'm also talking about time, energy, and like trust. I think that's a big part of it. But yes, sometimes it does mean taking a financial leap in order to grow your art career and in order to get to the next level. So I want to share my story with you and rewind for a moment to February of 2020, which is over 5 years ago. I honestly can't believe everything that has happened since then. It feels like a past life looking back. So this was just before, like right before the pandemic hit in the United States. And at the time, I was running a blog where I interviewed emerging artists from all around the world. I was so passionate about it. I was working a day job that was a little bit stressful to say the least. I was also balancing that with my own practice as an artist, as a painter. I've talked a little bit about this part before on the podcast and just in general, which is that around this time, I was feeling really, really disconnected from any kind of art community. And again, this was before the pandemic hit. So I was like already feeling pretty isolated as an artist, which I think many artists feel because, like, you know, you're kind of alone in the studio so much of the time. And where I worked in education, and I didn't have like many coworkers who were artists, who were painters. Like, I felt very much on my own island. So I felt this pull to start a blog. I don't actually know if I've even shared this before, but the idea that I had to start a blog came to me in a dream, which sounds insane. But I literally had a dream one night that I was running a blog. And in the dream, it wasn't like super clear as to what the blog was about. But the clarity came when I woke up that morning because I knew that I wanted to, have a blog, and I knew that I wanted to use the blog as a tool for connection and like sharing stories. So I decided pretty quickly, it was like one of those crazy lightning bolt moments that I wanted to run a blog where I interviewed artists. So sharing a little bit of background information with you, and all of this ties into where I'm going with today's episode, which is how I started to invest in myself. So I'll share more with you in a moment. But essentially, I started this blog and it became like an obsession in a healthy way, I swear. I became so excited about it. I was publishing like multiple blog posts a week, which if you run a blog or if you have any kind of, like, it was a lot, like three, sometimes maybe even four blog posts a week. I think I was doing like Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And in between that, I was reaching out to new artists to interview them for my blog. So I was doing this like after work, on my lunch break, on weekends. I think in a way, looking back, it was maybe a little bit of, I was in a kind of a tough spot in my life. And I think it was also like an outlet for me. It was just really a way for me to connect with other artists. And It was as much for other artists, like because I wanted to, of course, share their stories and share their journeys on a larger platform. But it was also like for me, like I wanted to connect. I wanted to make friends with other artists. So it was kind of like a mutually beneficial thing. But I was like, even just a couple weeks in, I was so hooked. It was a passion project for sure. And one that I had absolutely no intention or idea that it would turn into anything beyond a blog. So when I say that I would spend hours putting together questions, conducting these interviews, editing them, sharing them, highlighting them on social media, like I mean hours and hours and hours every week. It was really rewarding. And I don't know, it felt important to me. So even though I wasn't making a dime, it wasn't about that for me. Like it was, you know, it was a passion. It was like therapy for me, honestly, at the time. And when I look back on this period, because I ran that blog for a while before it turned into anything else, I can see clearly that it was like an anchor for me. So when I say that I was in a tough spot in my life, I had actually just been let go. I was fired. Okay. Like I was fired from my day job because they didn't have the budget to keep me, which I kind of like, I had that feeling all the signs were there, but you know, I understand like it was tough. They didn't have the budget and they had to make cuts. They had to lay people off. But I had never experienced that before. Like I had never been let go or fired from any position in my life. So it was really jarring. I will never forget that day. I called my mom crying, like so confused and devastated. And I felt blindsided and I was angry. And anyway, it was a tough moment. And mind you, like this was before the pandemic, so I had no idea that what was about to happen with COVID, like that wasn't even on my radar yet. I just was like, what is happening and why is this happening? Right. That's often, you know, what is the lesson here? Like, I don't know, looking back, it was, definitely a good thing and a blessing in disguise. But at the time, I didn't know what was happening or what my next move was. So I think in a way, the blog was also like something that I had full control over that I really loved. And it gave me this kind of ownership during a time where I felt a little bit out of control. I was also living at home with my parents. So I didn't have my own place. I was literally like running this blog from their guest room. And yeah, it was like the one bright spot that I had in a pretty uncertain time. And every interview that I did motivated me and reminded me why I love being part of the art world. And truly, like through all of this, it helped me to stay connected and inspired and grounded in a sense of purpose, which I really needed at that point in my life, even though I had no idea what was coming next. So around that time, I was like, a few months into running the blog, I saw an opportunity online to work with a business coach. It was a one-to-one program that she was offering, and I felt this little nudge, like, what if this blog could be something more? It was the first moment that I actually had that thought. I remember sitting there and thinking, what if this could actually grow into something that supported artists in a bigger way? Again, I had no idea what that was going to look like. It was just a question. It's so funny. Like I bring up Liz Gilbert all the time, but she talks so much about following your curiosity. And that's really what this was. Like I didn't have a clear path paved in front of me. I just was curious first about writing a blog. Then I was curious about this program, like, I wonder if, you know, working with a professional in the art world, working with a business coach who has a background in, you know, in art, if this could help me, like if this could support me in some way and help me to maybe take this to a higher level. So I remember applying to this one-on-one program, and a few days later, the business coach, she contacted me. We met on Zoom. She, you know, said, I reviewed your application. I followed your blog. I think I had even interviewed her actually for my blog. And I'll never forget that meeting with her because she told me that she believed in my vision and I could tell she really meant it. She was so genuine. She is so genuine. And she had built a career in the art world. So she truly understood what I was trying to build or what I was thinking about building, even though I didn't really know what it was going to look like. She saw that I had potential and she was so encouraging. I will like truly never forget that conversation because she didn't just see my blog for what it was. She saw what it could become, which was really exciting. The only catch was that her one-on-one program, the program that I had applied for, was several thousand dollars. And you have to remember, I had no job. Okay. I had literally just been let go from my day job. I had no job. I had no income. Like I knew I had like a couple months left that that company was going to pay me, but that was basically it. I didn't even have my own apartment. Like I was living with my parents, running my blog from their guest room. I was 29 years old. I was scraping by. Like I really mean it when I say that. I had some savings, thankfully. I had some savings, but like not much. And so that was basically all I had. So when she shared this with me, I remember thinking, this is an amazing opportunity. And I felt it in my gut. Like I felt an intuitive pull to working with her because she was, you know, again, like, and she is so, so genuine and so knowledgeable and so wise. And I really felt that she could help me, but I was terrified to pay that amount of money. And maybe terrified is like a really strong word, but honestly, that's how I felt. I was like going back and forth with myself for days, you know, and I just remember thinking, would it be totally irresponsible to invest in this program? Or is this exactly the kind of support that I need to move forward and actually turn this blog into something bigger? I remember telling my parents about it. And they were like, that's a lot of money. You don't have a job right now. I mean, you know. And at this point, actually, when I met with her, COVID had just hit. COVID was like the pandemic was now in full swing. Cause remember, this was like a few months after I started my blog. So everything was chaotic. I had no money. Like I had a credit card. So I was like, well, okay, I have that. I have a little bit of savings, but I almost didn't do it. I was so close to not doing it because I was really afraid to make this kind of financial investment. I had actually never made that kind of financial investment in myself. Yes, I went to art school for my undergraduate and graduate degrees, but luckily I had help with that. I had some support with that. So this was like the first time in my life where I was going to like fully fund a program for my growth, an educational program. I remember the business coach I ended up working with, she texted me or maybe she emailed me, but I remember like getting something from her saying, this was like a couple weeks later. And she's like, I do kind of need to know if you're going to move forward because I only have a limited number of spots, but like, I really believe in your potential. And I think we should do this. And it was like my intuition just took over and I literally just responded to her, yes, let's do this. And, you know, I think I was able to work out some kind of, I was able to work out a payment plan option with her, which was really, really helpful. And it made it feel a little bit more accessible, even though, again, like I had no idea what I was going to do for work. And we were in the middle of a global pandemic, but I decided to just go for it because I really believed, like intuitively, I really believed that she was the right coach for me. So over the next 3 months, we worked on a real strategy and we built out a plan. She was, oh my gosh, incredibly helpful and helped me in a very concrete way move from blog to business. I knew nothing about business. Like I hadn't taken any business courses or programs or workshops at that point. So I was completely new to this. But I knew how to work with artists because I am one. And I had done some internships, of course, in the art world. Like I had done, you know, an internship at David Zwirner, and I was in the art world a bit during college, you know, like I said, with internships and just things like that. So I had a feeling that I would be good at it, you know, like I believed in myself. And I also knew that when I put my mind to something, I become like laser focused. So I did believe that I could actually learn all of these things that she was teaching me, but it was still a little bit intimidating. And it's crazy now, actually, as I share this with you and I look back, because I feel like I was a different person in a way. I've come such a long way since then. And to this day, that one-on-one coaching program was one of the best, if not the best decision that I have made in my business. I would say it was for sure the most transformative, life-changing decision that I've ever made and the best investment I have ever made in myself. So since then, I'm going to share something with you and you might fall off your seat, but or you might just think that it's not crazy at all. But I will share with you that, you know, that was 5 years ago. I have invested since then well over $30,000 into coaching programs, online courses, workshops, you name it. Like I've worked with, at this point, multiple business coaches, like probably four or five. I've taken so many online courses, classes, workshops, programs. Like I just invest so much of what I've made in my business, I put back into the business by investing in a new course or working with a new business coach or something like that. And I'll be honest, every single time I've done that, I have felt really nervous. Every time I've signed up for something, like a one-on-one coaching program or, you know, a three-month course or even just a workshop, I've had a moment of hesitation. But what I have learned is that investing in your growth, whether you are an artist or a business owner, although I say this, but like artists are essentially business owners, right? Artists are entrepreneurs. It's absolutely essential. It is essential to invest in your growth. It is how you stretch. It's how you learn the skills to take your career to the next level. I tell my business coach from 5 years ago, who I'm actually working with again now, that she changed my life because she did. And I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't even be recording this episode right now if I hadn't have trusted my intuition and taken that leap of faith, even though I felt really, really afraid at the time and had absolutely no idea how I was even going to finance that program, like how I was going to pay for it. I trusted that I would be able to, and I ended up building my company, you know, which has now kind of become three companies all under the same roof. But like when I think about it, right, I have my educational programs for artists, I have my gallery, and we have the magazine. So I'm sort of at this point seeing those as three separate entities, even though they're all connected. But like, I would have had no idea how to do any of this if I didn't work with someone who was further ahead, further along in their journey, who could actually help me and kind of, you know, teach me how to do all of this. So to be fully transparent with you, like, yes, I've invested over probably close to $40,000, honestly, into, you know, coaching programs, online courses, workshops, all of that. But it's never been easy. Even as I have brought in good revenue over the past 5 years from my company, I've never been in a situation where I've just had like a few thousand dollars sitting around waiting to be spent. I've also never had financial backing. So I've never taken a dime from anyone for my business. Like every dollar that I've made myself, and I've put a lot of it back into my business, right? Paying my team, keeping things running, operating expenses, creating new opportunities, you know, and I'm in New York City, which, as you know, is like not, it's not cheap to run things here. But it is an amazing place to be, so it's worth it. But I'm sharing this with you because every time I've chosen to invest in myself, right, beginning with that first one-on-one program over five years ago, I have always had to figure it out. And sometimes that has meant asking for payment plans. Sometimes it's meant waiting for a workshop to go on sale. So I always say, like, if there's a creative entrepreneur or an artist that offers programs or courses that you love, make sure you sign up for their newsletter, because oftentimes they will do, like, you know, a 20% off their course for, you know, a few days, or like these kinds of flash sales. And you can kind of like be strategic with when you sign up for things. So always make sure that you sign up for those newsletters. But it's never been easy. Like, I've always had to find a way. I've always had to figure it out. There's never been someone that I can just be like, hey, I really want to take this course. Can you pay for it for me? Like, I've had to do that for myself, you know? And also, I wouldn't want to put that on someone else, but I'm just sharing this because, like, I've had to be really strategic. And yeah, sometimes it has meant asking for a payment plan. Sometimes it has been waiting for a course or a program to go on sale. And honestly, sometimes it has just been, if there's a course that I really wanted to take or a business coach that I really wanted to work with, sometimes I've just had to like put it on a credit card and trust that what I will learn will help me grow. And ultimately, those strategies will help me to make more money to pay it off later. So that is where there's a little bit of trust. Well, I would actually say quite a bit of trust and a leap of faith that is required sometimes. But you know what I've noticed is, even though it's always been, I've always had to find a way, I always have found a way, and it always has worked out. Not to say it hasn't been easy. And I will also share with you that last year, I took out a loan for my business. Like, I went to the bank, I took out a business loan because we had hit some, you know, we had, like any business, right? We were 4 years in. Last year, as you know, the art market was a little bit slow and we hit some bumps, and I had to, you know, go to the bank and take out a loan. Never thought I would need to do that. Never thought that, like, oh my gosh, I can't, maybe this is a story for another episode. I was shaking in my boots when I did this. I was so nervous for anyone to loan me money because I just hadn't experienced it. And it's funny because I felt actually a lot of shame around that. I think I will revisit this topic in the future because maybe it will be helpful for someone listening. But I felt a lot of shame around that last year. But actually, what that loan allowed us to do, it allowed me to invest in more business coaching, which has been tremendously helpful. I've learned so many new strategies. It allowed me to invest in some things that I really needed to support the growth of my company. And what I realized, I started talking to some of my other, like my fellow entrepreneur friends who also run their own businesses. And What I found out very quickly is that this is very normal. Like, most businesses have to take out a loan. And the fact that I didn't need to do that until year four was actually kind of amazing. So again, but that was a leap of faith, right? Like, even just taking out that loan and trusting that I would use it responsibly and trusting that I would be able to pay it back, which I'm in the process of doing right now, that also required trust. So I'm sharing this with you because what I've realized through all of this, through this journey as an entrepreneur, is that if we don't invest in ourselves, we keep ourselves stuck, right? I wouldn't be where I am now if I hadn't made those investments in all of these educational programs over the last 5 years. I wouldn't have had the kind of art practice that I have today if I hadn't worked with mentors who challenged me and gave me feedback on my work. So I'm just going to shift over to my art career for a second, because I have also invested in working with a mentor for my art career, the same way that I work with a business coach for my company. And right now, as we speak, as this episode airs in May of 2025, I have 5 paintings on view at Spring Break Art Show in New York City, which I can't even believe I'm saying. It's such a pinch me moment, and I'm so excited and grateful for the opportunity. But this moment of being invited, like I was invited to show my work by a curator, Jessica Labor, in Spring Break, which if you're familiar with Spring Break, you know, it's like probably the coolest art show in New York. I think so, at least. It's very well respected, and it's a really big deal to get in. They're highly, highly selective. A lot of artists apply, a lot of curators submit proposals. So getting accepted and like getting invited to be part of it was incredible and didn't see it coming. But the other thing is, it didn't come out of nowhere. It came from years of showing up, growing my practice, and investing in programs and support systems that helped me to evolve as an artist, right? So again, the same way that I've invested so much in educational programs for Visionary Art Collective, for my gallery, Warren's Contemporary, for our magazine, New Visionary, I have also equally invested in courses and programs and mentors to help me with my art practice. And what I noticed is when I started to do that for my, because I know I was like seeing what a difference it made in my business. And so I remember, I think it was like maybe beginning of last year, so January of 2024, I was like, I feel like I need to do this for my art career as well. I've always had a really dedicated practice, but I felt like I needed to work with someone and just like invest a little bit more in mentorship and guidance for my own art practice, because I guide so many artists, but you know, it's like we don't always take our own advice. And for me, I was like, I know how to do these things, but I want to work with someone like who's further along than me that can actually hold me accountable and give me feedback on my work and help me grow as a painter as well. And it's interesting because Jessica Labor, the curator for our current booth at Spring Break, had said to me that she actually noticed a shift in my work, in my paintings. And that's part of why she considered me for this opportunity. It's part of why she invited me to be part of Spring Break this year. And it's because over the last year, right, as I mentioned, in addition to working with a business coach, I also made the decision to work one-on-one with a mentor who provides me with feedback regarding my artwork. We work together on a pretty regular basis. And in addition to giving me feedback on the work itself, she also helps me to stay focused on next steps for my art career. And it has been so transformative for me. Like I've seen a huge shift. And now I'm also working with another mentor who helps me in a different way. He's wonderful. And he kind of helps me a little bit more with giving me feedback on the development of my paintings, but also like practical things, you know, thinking about what opportunities are the right fit for me. Again, these are all things I do in my mentorship programs with artists, but to have a mentor myself for my art career and for my business has been super transformative. So I want to say this, you know, I've shared a lot of this. I've shared a lot of my experience with you in this episode, but I also want to say this with love and compassion, because I know what it's like. I know what it's like when you want to invest in something and the money just isn't there. I know that feeling, right? I literally hired my first business coach with no job, living at home with my parents. But sometimes it's not the right time to make that investment, and that's okay. You know, just whatever the circumstances are, it does come down to timing. But I also see a pattern that I wanted to point out today. oftentimes I notice that artists, not all artists, and again, I don't want to make a generalization, but it's just an observation. Oftentimes artists wait or have the idea that they will wait to sell their work or, you know, make more money in their art career, in their art careers, before they sign up for a program that teaches them how to sell their work. So sometimes, I'll give you an example of this. I'll get on the call with an artist who says to me, Victoria, I really want to work with you. I really want to join your one-on-one program. I've heard so many great things. I've been listening to your podcast. I read the magazine. I want to work with you. But financially, this is not a good time for me. And I think if I can just sell a painting or, you know, a couple of paintings, that I'll have enough money to work with you. And I always say this, you can do that. Like, you can wait, of course, it's totally your call. But I'm going to actually teach you how to do that. Like, what you want to do, or what you're waiting to do, I'm going to teach you strategies for how to do that, right? So it's like the chicken or the egg. It's kind of what it made me think of. You want to grow your career, but you're waiting for the growth to happen before you take action. And I, again, I always say the program that I teach, my one-on-one mentorship program, I teach you the tools to help get you unstuck. And this connects back to a previous episode, a recent episode, where I talked about the benefits of having a day job, right? When you have another source of income, at least temporarily, it gives you the ability to reinvest into your art career. It ultimately gives you space to learn, to build, and grow without so much pressure. So in that episode, I talked about how having a day job can actually be very beneficial for you as an artist because it provides you with a stable income stream that you can use to invest in those courses, those programs, those workshops, right? If mentorship feels out of reach right now, I want to lovingly challenge you to ask yourself, is there any investment that I can make right now in my growth? Okay. I want you to ask yourself that. Maybe there's a workshop that is within your budget. Maybe there's a class that you've been eyeing that allows you to pay in installments or like an online course. Or maybe it's time to just set aside a little bit each month until you can enroll in something bigger. This year, for example, actually, I think it was back in November of 2024. So I guess like, what is that? 8 months? I would have to do the math. At the end of last year, I also invested in a money management program that I'm currently enrolled in. So I work with a coach who helps me to manage my business and personal finances. And I am learning so much about like how to invest and all these things I didn't know about before. Financial literacy, like, oh my gosh, so much I didn't know before this program. And it's, yes, it's a financial investment, right? And I remember when I was on their website and I was thinking, I really, really need this. I need to work with like a financial expert, an advisor who can help me manage, especially when it comes to my business, because running a business, especially when you have employees on payroll and, you know, we have a brick and mortar gallery, like these are things that I really, I have a basic understanding, of course, of how to manage, but like I wanted a deeper understanding and to make more thoughtful choices in how I run the business. But I remember I was on their website. The company is called Boulder, and it's B-O-L-D-E-R. And I was on their website and I was thinking, oh my gosh, I really, really need this, but I don't know if I can afford this. Again, it's like chicken or the egg. Am I going to wait to invest in a money management program? Or am I going to take the leap of faith now, knowing that what I'm going to learn from my money coach is ultimately going to help me save? And she has already helped me to save thousands. Like, it's the coach that I'm working with has helped me to save so much and also just make smarter decisions, more thoughtful decisions that I just wouldn't have been able to make before the program because I didn't have that knowledge, right? It's all about learning. It's all about growth. And the more we grow, the more we grow, the better decisions we make, and we can get to those higher levels. Like, I swear every time I've invested in a new course or a program, I've gotten to a higher level in my career. If you really put what you're taught into practice, of course, that's a big part of it too, right? It's one thing to just passively kind of follow along, but if you really show up and give 110% and you put those skills into practice, it's amazing what can happen. So, you know, I made the decision early on when I started my company. After I invested in my first round of one-on-one mentorship that helped me to move from blog to business, I made the decision that I would always find a way to invest in my growth, even if it felt hard, even if the money wasn't there, I would always find a way. I remember saying pretty early on that if I had to cut back on anything, like financially, you know, I would do it so that I could take that course, work with that coach, because I realized that like investing in your education is truly the most important thing. So, you know, I think also it comes down to like identifying the areas that you might not feel fully confident in. That's why I decided to enroll in the money management course, because that wasn't an area that I felt super confident in. I knew there was room for growth. I knew that there would be a lot that I could learn. And so anytime I have the opportunity to work with someone who is further along than me, further ahead than me, I take that opportunity, even when it feels scary and even when it feels out of reach, I find a way, because I know that's how I'm going to continue to grow. That's how we all grow, and that's how we continue to unlock new levels. So of course, we all start with free resources. I have to mention the free resources because those are a great starting point. And there are so many amazing ones out there. We actually have an entire digital library that I set up on our website a few years ago that is like stacked with free downloadable resources. So always a great place to start. But at some point, you'll hit a ceiling, right? Like there's only so much growth and learning that can come from free resources. Yes, start there. Absolutely. Like we have them for a reason, and many other companies do as well. But there will come a time when you have to ask yourself, like, what support do I need? What's worth investing in so that I can move forward, so that I can reach those art career goals I set for myself? So this brings me to an announcement I wanted to share, which is that if you've been thinking about working with me one-to-one in a one-to-one capacity, applications for my fall 2025 mentorship program are now open. So I'm fully booked through the summer, but I'm starting to review applications for September onwards. And in this program, I work closely with every artist to help them refine their studio practice, strengthen their professional materials, build systems for growth, and ultimately move toward their goals with more clarity and confidence. I have been mentoring artists one-on-one for years now. I always say it's like the heart and soul of my company. It's my favorite part of all that I do. And the best part about my one-on-one program is that it is deeply personalized for you. So if it's something you've been thinking about, I would love to hear from you. And wherever you are in your journey right now, I just want to leave you with this. Investing in yourself isn't selfish, and it's not irresponsible. It is actually the most powerful thing you can do for your growth. And while it might feel scary and out of reach, it's also an act of trust, right? Trust in your future, trust in your potential, and trust in your ability to grow into the artist that you are meant to become. I will drop the link to my one-on-one program for applications in the show notes, but I hope this journey resonated. I wanted to really open it up and share this with you today. Just remember, even though it feels scary, investing in yourself and investing in your career is one of the most, if not the most, important steps that you can take to actually getting to that next level and reaching your art career goals. So thank you as always for tuning in, and I'll see you next time.
If you're enjoying this show, make sure to hit that follow button so that you never miss an episode. If a particular episode resonates with you, feel free to share it with a friend and tag us on Instagram. The more you share, the more our community grows, and together we can support even more artists. It would also mean the world to me if you could give us a 5-star review. Thanks again for supporting our platform.